is a class on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text 15, given by His Divine Grace Srila Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, recorded on the 9th of November 1990 in North Sydney, Australia.
Narayanam Namaskrutyam
Narasaiva
Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirai Vidhi Ramayane Saiva Purani Bharati Tatha Adyuchanti Chamadhyecha Hari Sarvatra Giyati Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayati Girin Jatkrupasamam Vande Sri Guru Dinatarini Paramanandamadavam. Nigamakalpatargalitam phalam suka mukhadamrita dravasanjutam pivata bhagavatam ralayam muhuraho rasikav vibhavuka anartho pasamam sakhyat bhakti yogam adhukhyade lokasya dhanato vidvamsakri sattada sangita jasyam vaisriyamanayam krishni paramapuruse bhakti rudpadyati punsa suka moho vyapaha Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Jad Vaishnamanam Priyam Jasmin Paramahansyam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Parangiyate Tatra Jnano Viraga Bhakti Saitam Iskarmyam Aviskutam Tachnan Subhatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchye Nara Arthvayam Brahma Sutranam Bharatartho Vininnayo Gayatri Vasyarupasu Vedartho Paribhunit Sarva Vedeti Hasanam Sarum Sarum Samudrutam Sarva Vedanta Sarum Srimad Bhagavatam Isyati Tadrasamrita Truptasya Nanyatra Sedrati Kuchit Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swaro Sri Bhagavato Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swaro Te vedo sastra hoite paramamato Te vedo sastra hoite Chari vedo upanishade Jato kichu ho Chari veda upanishade
Jato kichu ho
Taro ortho loya vyaso Korilo sanchoyo Taro ortho Nibiru Nibiru विस्तारो लागी सूत्रो कोइलो व्यासो सुनिले हो ये सर्वनाशो मायावादी बस सुनिले हो ये सर्वनाशो जाओ भागवत पढ़ो वैष्णव मेरो कंतो आश्रय करो चैतन्य चरणी कंतो आश्रय करो चैतन्य चरणी भागवत दिन मानी सीतावन सम जन्मे जन्मे प्रभु जम तारो सापा आठ जन्मे जन्मे प्रभु जम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि हरि
निगमकल्पतरगणितं फलंशूकमुखादमृतद्रवसञ्जितं पीपतभागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरौ रसिका विभावुका श्रीमद्भागवतम् इस द स्वीटेस्ट एंड राइपेंड स्वीटेस्ट फ्रूट ऑफ वैदिक ट्री वेरी स्वीट राइपेंड एंड ज्यूसी फ्रूट ज्यूस फ्रूट इज ओनली ऑल ज्यूस You will find juicy fruit here in material world. What is that fruit? Juicy fruit.
Mango.
You understand? But mango has skin and very big seed inside. But this juicy fruit has no skin, no seed. Only juice. Only very sweet juice. And you may taste it in the beginning or in the middle or in the end. Wherever you taste, you will get only sweet juice, nothing else. And also, you see, this is to be tasted. Asvadehi rasike saha nigamakalpatara galitam palam sukamukhadam tadravasanchitu pivata bhagavatam रसमालयं मुहुरौ रसिका भूयिभावुकः दोज हु डेवलप टेस्ट फॉर इट डेवलप टेस्ट दोज हु टेस्टेड दिस नेक्टेरियन स्वीट वेरी स्वीट टेस्ट दे विल नेवर स्पेयर फॉर टेस्टिंग एनी अदर थिंग तद रसामृत तृप्तस्य नान्यत्रस्य द्रोति कुचित नान्यत्रस्य दे विल नेवर डेवलप टेस्ट फॉर एनी अदर थिंग ओनली द हैंकर आफ्टर दिस टेस्ट टेस्ट ऑफ दिस Srimad Bhagavatam. And this would be tested along with or in the association of devotees. Those who have developed test. You should not be selfish. You should not be selfish that I only test. No. This will be tested. The association of those devotees. Then test will be higher, 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 more. Much sweeter, sweeter. You understand? If you are selfish, you cannot test it. Aswadei rasigi saha. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Pramanamamalam premapumarthumaha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu matamidam tatradhanapara. Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this in opinion about Srimad Bhagavatam. Spotless proof. Prem bhakti tattva has been said here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavata jenamani se jovanushamo. Tar sasta ache janmi janmi prahujama. If someone will not accept Bhagavata, the conclusions, the siddhantas given in Bhagavata, Bhagavata Katha is mlecho jovan. Life after life, he will be punished by Jamaraj. You understand? Krishna Tulya Bhagavato, Vyusar Vasroy, Pradishloki, Pratyukhyuri, Nanarthavoy. Srimad Bhagavatam is as good as Krishna. It's Bani incarnation of Krishna. So, Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam are non-different. Non-difference. As Krishna is Vibhu, Srimad Bhagavatam is also Vibhu. You understand? Do you know Vibhu? Supreme Lord, very powerful, Vibhu. Srimad Bhagavatam is also Vibhu. Pratisloki, Pratyukhyuri, Nanartha. As all textiles of Krishna, the Supreme Personality, but similar textiles of Srimad Bhagavatam, none different from Krishna. And every verse, even in every letter, you'll find many things that are spoken there. Different things. You understand? And Duisthani Bhagavate Nam Sunada Eko Vruntha Bhagavata Eko Bhakta Bhagavata. In two places, you hear the name of Bhagavata. This Grantha Bhagavata, Bhakta Bhagavata, and Bhakta Bhagavata. Bhakta, devotee, dear devotee of the Lord, is also known as Bhagavata. Is embodiment of Bhagavata. Two times. Dui Bhagavata dvara diya bhakti rasa. By through these two Bhagavatas, the bhakti rasa is given. You understand? And therefore it is said, jao bhagavata pada vaishnavirasthani, ekanta asriyakura chaitanya charani. If you want to learn bhagavata, study bhagavata, go to a bhakta bhagavata. Go to a bhakta bhagavata. It's embodiment of bhagavata. Dear devotee of Krishna, Vaishnava, you go to him. And study bhagavata under his guidance. Or listen, hear bhagavata from him. Do you understand? Ekanta asriyakura chaitanya charani. Complete textile tap at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Why? Why you take shelter? Yes? Speak loudly. Yeah? That's all right. Krishna is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. Isn't it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from that. Yes? Yeah. He is freely distributing the love of God, Krishna Prema. You understand? That speciality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prem Bhakti. He offers Prem Bhakti. You understand? Bhaktya Bhagavatam Rajya Na Buddhya Na Satikaya. Lord Sivaji has said, Sivaji Mahajan. You understand? Ambedmi Sukaveti Vyasaveti Vanaveti Bhaktya Bhagavatam Rajyam Na Buddhya Na Satikaya. Lord Shiva said, I know Bhagavata. Sukadev Goswami knows. I don't know whether Vyasadeva knows or not. I don't know. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Rajya Nabuddhya Nadatikaya. You cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam by dint of your mundane scholarship, learning, intelligence. You understand? And also you cannot study Bhagavatam, understand it through the help of, by the help of commentaries given by Sridhar Swami, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, many acharyas have given commentaries on it. Tika, you understand? You may say, all right, I can read those commentaries. I can understand it. No, no, no. Lord Shiva says, no. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Rajyam na buddhya na satikaya. Only through devotion, only by bhakti, you can understand Bhagavatam. Not through this commentary, is not through your mundane scholarship, learning, intelligence, no. You cannot. You understand? And Mahaprabhu offers this prema bhakti freely. Therefore, ekantasraya karo chaitanya charani. Completely take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then you can understand. You understand? Otherwise, you cannot understand. This is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And only if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and if someone will not do any other sadhana, only hears, do you understand? Śrimatāṁ sukathā krishna punya śravana kirtana pradyasto hi avadrāṇī vidunoti śrutsvatāṁ. Do you understand? Vidunoti śrutsvatāṁ. How can you cleanse the dirt of your heart? How can you cleanse? What is the means? You can clean the dirt outside the body by bathing, using soap, etc., isn't it? But how can you clean the dirt accumulated in the heart? Yes? Speak loudly. Yes. Śrimatāṁ sukathā krishna punya śravana kirtana pradyasto hi avadrāṇī vidunoti śrutsvatāṁ. Only hear Srimad Bhāgavatam. Do you understand? Krishna katha. If you regularly, daily, constantly you hear from bona fide authority. From bona fide authority. Do you understand? And it's very auspicious, punya, śravana kirtana. Then your dirt accumulated in the heart will be cleansed many times, very often, many places. Srimad Bhagavatam, this has been said. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also you'll find, pivanti je bhagavatatmana satang kadamrutam sravana putesu sambhutam punanti de visaya vidusitasayam vrajanti tatsarana sarorvantikam. Do you understand? Second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam says, this is nectar. I say sweet nectarian juice. So juice should be drunk. Do you understand? This should be drunk. How can you drink it? This should be drunk through the ear, not through the lips, mouth, no. Pivanti je bhagavata atmana satang kathamrutam sravana putesu sambhutam. Sravana means ear. This nectar is done through the ear, not through the lips, mouth. Do you understand? Who is giving this nectar? Who is giving? Who is supplying? Who is giving? Give me more, give me more. Who is giving this nectar? Who is supplying? Nobody knows? Yes? You understand?
Bhakta Bhagavata. Devotee Bhagavata is giving this thing.
You understand? I said firstly, previously,
Bhakta Bhagavata, Grunta Bhagavata.
Isn't it?
Jao Bhagavata Bada Vaishnava Rasthani. Go to a Bhakta Bhagavata Vaishnava.
To read Bhagavata, hear Bhagavata. You understand? He is giving you, supplying you this nectar and calling more, 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 again and again and again. All right, come, come, take, take, take this nectar. Those who have developed has come. More, more, again and again God is giving. Isn't it?
Atmana satam pivanti je bhagavato atmana satam. Satam means devotees.
You understand?
Who gets this nectar? Sweet juice, nectarian sweet juice from a bhakta bhagavata. A supply is giving, calling.
You understand? Third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam also will find, Lord Kapil Dev has said,
Sadanta sangan mama virja sambhito bhavanti hut karno rasayana katha tajjasanad asu apavarga vartmani sraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati.
Do you understand?
No.
Third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Kapila Dev says,
Sodam prasangan mama virja sambhido bhavanti hrutakarna rasayanagata.
Sodam means devotees, bhakta bhagavata. Do you understand?
Yes. Jao Bhagavata Pada Vaishnava Rasthane. Go to Vaishnava.
Hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Study Bhagavata. Kapila Dev says.
In the association of devotees, this discussion goes on. Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha.
Do you understand?
So nectarian. Lord Kapila Dev says, Sadam prasangan mam virja sambhido bhavanti hrut karna rasayana katha. It's virja sambhido, very powerful katha, hari katha.
You understand?
Very powerful, spiritually potent. Speak it with much force. Don't speak feebly. Much force. Sadam prasangan mam virja sambhido.
You understand?
Much power is force. Speak like bullet.
You understand?
Yeah. This is virja sambhido. So potent, so powerful. Mana virja sambhido bhavanti hrutakarna rasayanagatha.
It's very pleasing to the ear, pleasing to the heart. Isn't it?
Lord
Prabhu. Yeah. Lord Prabhu is drinking more, 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 more. But there is no satiation.
There are no satiation.
No satiation. In satiation inside. Oh, give more, give more, give more, give more. No satiation. You see, it's such a nectar. Such nectar.
Bhavanti sutkar na rasayana katha.
It's pleasing to the ear and heart.
Tajyasunat asu apavarga vartmani sraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati.
You see, Lord Kapila says,
You should hear it with rapt attention, assimilate it.
Do you understand?
You should have power to digest it.
Otherwise there will be what? Indigestion, Baba. Indigestion.
Yes. Indigested food, all will
get up, get up. Do you understand? So digest it.
He said, Tat Josanat Asu Abavarga Vartmani Saddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramisati.
Kapila Dev says, you should assimilate it, should digest it.
You understand?
It's not only hearing, but take it seriously. practice it in your daily life, then principles, this bhakti, prem bhakti, you understand? That is tad josana. Then asu, immediately, very quickly, you will develop, you will elevate. Sraddha, rati, bhakti, you will develop sraddha, phukhet in it. You understand? Only by hearing sraddha, rati, then attachment to it, taste for it, ruchi, bhakti, prem bhakti, gradually, gradually, you will get it. With the success of life. You understand? From only by hearing this thing, he says, kathānatam savanakūdesu sammudam punanti te visabhidusitāsayam vrdanti tacharana saroruhantikam. Those who do like this, every day, daily, go to a bhakta bhāgata and hear and drink this nectar through their ears, then the old darts accumulated in the heart are cleansed off. Cleansed off. The heart becomes a fit place now for the fit place to sit. Supreme Lord Krishna to sit there. Hridaya Vrindavana, it is said. Hridaya Vrindavana, that becomes Vrindavana. Such cleansed heart, isn't it, Laguri Prabhu? Huh? Don't know. The heart of such a person, such a devotee, with a heart is completely cleansed of all material contamination, dirt. It's a fit place. That's like Vrindavan, Hridaya Vrindavan. Do you understand? Hridaya Vrindavan, you see. Krishna never leaves that. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam paritejyo padamekam nagacchanti. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Even one step, he doesn't leave. Always in Vrindavan. So, Hridaya Vrindavan. Tumaro hridaye sada govinda visrama govinda kahe namaro vaisnava parami. O Vaisnava! O Bhakta Bhagavat! Krishna is there in your heart, that is Vrindavan. Tomar hri sada govinda visram. Govinda kahe namaro Vaisnava parami. That Vaisnava is like my heart and soul, life and soul. Isn't it, Laguri Prabhu? Because that Govinda has taken shelter there in your heart, Hridaya Vrindavan, he said. Punanti devisaya vidusitasayam vrdanti tacharana saroruhantikam. Saroruha means lotus, lotus feet. Those who do like this, they very easily go approach the lotus feet of Krishna only by hearing. You understand? Light. Now we'll go to the text. How long is this class now? What is time? Every temple program is there. How long? What is time? 8. All right. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, chapter 25, text 15. Acha. Nilo Sphatika Vaidurjya Mukta Marakataruni Klupta Haramya Sthaling Diptang Sriya Bhogavating Iva Nilaspatika Vaidurjya Mukta Marakataruni Klupta Haramya Sthaling Diptang Sriya priya bhogavatim
iva.
Please repeat. Nila. Staff hair. Sphatika. Christo. Vaidurja. Diamonds. Mukta. Pearls. Marakata. Marlots. Aruni. With rubies. Klupta. Bedecked. Hermes Thaling. The floors of the palaces. Diptam. Lasaras. Sriya. With beauty. Bhogavati. The celestial town named Bhogavati. Gavidurjya. Mukta Marakatarni. Klupta Harmya Stalin Diptam. Sriya Bhogavati Miva. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The floors of the houses in that city were made of sapphire, crystal, diamonds, pearls, emeralds, and rubies. Because of the luster of the houses in the capital, the city was compared to the celestial town named Bhogavati. Repeat translation. The floors of the houses in that city were made of sapphire, crystal, diamonds, pearls, marlots, and rubies. Because of the luster of the houses in the capital, the city was compared to the celestial town named Bhogavati. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the city of the body, the heart is considered to the capital. Just as the capital of a state is a special gorgeously filled with various high buildings and lustrous palaces, the heart of the body is filled with various desires and plans for material enjoyment. Such plans are sometimes compared to valuable jewels such as sapphires, rubies, pearls, and emeralds. The heart becomes the center for all planning for material enjoyment. This is the characteristic of the King Puranja. The allegorical characteristics, Puranja, Pratibhichara. And here it is said about the heart. Is this name, celestial town named Bhogavati. This word very significant. This Bhogavati, Bhoga means enjoyment. Enjoyment. So the town is named as Bhogavati, celestial town. And that town is there in the heart. It's the Bhogavati. It's filled with all material enjoyment. Material enjoyment. And those who are like Puranjan, Puranjan is very much tasked to this material enjoyment. And in purport, Srila Prabhupada has said very nicely, in the city of the body, the heart is considered to be the capital. Just as the capital of a state is a special gorgeously filled with various high buildings and lustrous palaces, the heart of the body is filled with various desires and plans for material enjoyment. A lusty person, material intoxicated person, like Puranjan, his heart, the description of that heart, is not the description of the heart of the Vaishnava. I was just telling, is Vrindavan. Bhakta Sudaya, Vrindavan. Vrindavan, do you understand? But the heart of a person, this lusty person, one who runs after this material enjoyment, heart of the person, that heart is like a town named Bhogavati, filled with all material enjoyment, plans, projects like that. And various desires and plans, material enjoyment, such plans are sometimes compared to valuable jewels, such as sapphire, rubies, pearls, and emeralds. The heart becomes center of for all planning for material enjoyment. In their calculation, the calculation of such persons, materially intoxicated persons, those who very much after this material enjoyment, according to their consideration calculations, these material plans, project, material desire, these are like this. Valuable jewels, sapphires, rubies, pearls and emeralds, very valuable. It is according to their calculation that what is the value of such thing. All material things, however glittering, however valuable, has it any value? Everything temporary, the last evening I was telling, adyantavanta kauntiyanati suramati buddha, jai sansparsa bhoga dukkhajonai evate, adyantavanta kauntiyanati suramati buddha. All these material enjoyments, do you understand, which are here compared as valuable jewels of sapphire, rubies, pearls and emeralds. It's fleeting pleasure, fleeting enjoyment, temporary pleasure, temporary enjoyment. Abhyantavanta, it has its beginning and end. It's not eternal. It's temporary, very fleeting, very subtle. And its outcome is dukkha jonaya. Innumerable or unlimited miseries. Unlimited miseries. Susparsa bhoga, this material enjoyment. The bhoga, here, town is named as bhogavati. Bhoga means enjoyment, material enjoyment. The susparsa bhoga, the enjoyment you gave by the thoughts, by the contact of your material senses, material enjoyments. Susparsa bhoga, dukkha jonaya. Krishna says in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, is dukkha jona is source of unlimited misery. In the beginning, it may be some little happiness for a temporary period. But ultimate result, consequence, is unlimited misery. Jaisaspa bhoga dukkha jona yevata adyanta banta. That is beginning and end. Natesu ramate buddha. One is real learned person. Intelligent person, a devotee. Devotee is a real intelligent person. Jai jana bhoje krishna se vada chatu. Who is intelligent? Is this Puranjan intelligent? Material? Persons are very intelligent. Mahendra is very intelligent.
One
who has seated Lord in the heart, do you understand, is in does bhajan with pleasure, one constantly does Krishna bhajan with pleasure in his heart, he is intelligent. Jai jana bhaje Krishna se vada chatu, isn't it? One who does Krishna bhajan, he is very intelligent, isn't it? But these people say, oh, these are less intelligent persons. What they are doing? Such nice things, you see, these sapphires, rubies, pearls, emeralds, so valuable things, they are not enjoying all these things. Such an intelligent persons, what they are doing? They think they are unintelligent persons. But Krishna says, scriptures say, all Mahajanas say, Jai jana bhoje Krishna se vada chatu. One who does Krishna bhajan, he is really intelligent. Isn't he? He is really intelligent. How is he really intelligent? Yes? And intelligence of these people? Impure. How do you know it? Such valuable things, bhogavati, celestial city, bhogavati, they are remaining there. What city is bhogavati? They are in the... What is that? Fool's paradise. Fool's paradise. Oh, this is fool's paradise. They are in the fool's paradise, Baba. Isn't it, Mahendra? They are in the fool's paradise. Oh, such valuable things are here. Sapphire, rubies, pearls, emeralds. Such nice city, Bhogapati. The fool's paradise. Fool's paradise is the outcome. Consequences, unlimited miseries. Unlimited miseries. This is that intelligence. Who's the consequence is misery? Is this intelligence to get that thing? You understand? Which is eternally pleasurable. Eternally happy. You understand? Eternal happiness, eternal pleasure. That is, one who gets that thing, he is really intelligent. Outwardly or apparently, such devotees, maybe appearing as very unintelligent or dina, distressed, poor, very poor. They have nothing, nothing here in this material world. No material asset, nothing. But they are so, such intelligent persons. What they have got? What they have got? They have nothing, dina. They have got Krishna. Do you understand? They have got Krishna. And Krishna is everything, isn't it? It's said, Purna Brahma, Krishna is known as Purna Brahma. Completely full. Nothing lacking there. No deficit is there. It's Purna Brahma, isn't it? It's completely full. Krishna is known as Purna Brahma. Para Brahma, Purna Brahma. It's Krishna. If someone can get Krishna, then there is nothing deficit, nothing lacking, isn't it? You may be having all these valuable things, sapphires, rubies, pearls, emeralds. So valuable things. Still you feel lacking, 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 deficit, deficit, deficit. Isn't it, Mahendra? Have you any deficit? Mahendra has deficit. Everybody has deficit. Whatever you may get. Take the instance, example, you see, the case of Lord Brahma. You see, Lord Brahma is the first created being here, occupies the topmost planet here in this material world, isn't it? Lord Brahma, who has created, is known as Dhata and Vidhata, creator, isn't it? Very powerful, very powerful. You cannot conceive of it, imagine how powerful, and much enjoyment is there. You cannot think of what enjoyments are there in Brahma's planet, Satyaloka. Lifespan is so long, you cannot calculate. You cannot calculate. Such long duration of life, such enjoyment. What enjoyment is this? There's more enjoyments there in Brahma-loka, in the planet of Brahma. Very powerful. Was his creator, still he feels deficit, deficit, lacking, lacking, lacking. Do you understand? Still he feels. In 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find what Brahma himself has said. 5,000 years ago, when Krishna, was manifesting his leelas here, in this material world, Vrindavan leela, manifesting in Vrindavan, you understand? He was playing, you see, that figure is there, Krishna Balaram with the cow her boys, playing, yes, going to Vrindavan, the jungles of Vrindavan, to murder the cows. Nanda Godhana Rakhwala is Nanda Godhana Rakhwala. Krishna was taking care of the cows and calves of Nanda Maharaj every day. Krishna and Balaram with the cow her boys, they used to go to the jungle. Vrindavan with the cows and calves and train them. You understand? Pass the ground. And there they were playing. The cowherd boys, Krishna, Balaram, all were playing there. Playing. Do you understand? Huh? Have you? Have you played with the Krishna? No. Oh, go, play. Do you understand? They are playing. And this place, this every, all past times, Krishna transcendental, nothing material. We cannot think it of. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Matta paratam nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. Krishna says that thing in Srimad Bhagavad-gita. There is nobody superior to me. He is supreme. He is supreme in all respect, he is supreme personality of God. Haristeka tattam vidishiva suresa brahmitam. Hari, Lord Hari is the supreme truth. Vidhi Brahma, Shiva, Suresa, King of Heaven, Indra, all are his subordinates. All are his subordinates, isn't it? Haristeka tattam vidishiva suresa brahmitam. Ekali Ishvara Krishna are sobhrutya. Krishna is the only master. And all of those are his servants, isn't it? That supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. He was playing with the cowherd boys in the jungle of Vrindavan. Do you understand? And there are two parties playing, two parties. One party wins and other party is defeated. Or one boy wins. The other boy is defeated. So they had that condition. If someone wins, then and this the boy who has been defeated will carry that boy on his shoulder and will run around Vrindavan. That was their condition. And sometimes Krishna is defeated. And Sridham Gop wins. Then Krishna has to carry Sridham Gop on his shoulder and runs around Vrindavan. The supreme personality of Godhead. He's carrying Sridham Gop on his shoulder and running. Lord Brahma was watching this thing, watching the space. What is this fun is going on? What is this? Is this Krishna supreme personality of Godhead, all powerful, is carrying Sridham Gopa on his shoulder and running? How is it? He couldn't understand, you see, Lord Brahma couldn't understand. Again he saw on the bank of Jamuna at midday, that lunch hour. Isn't it, Mahendra, you take lunch at midday? Yes. Mahendra takes lunch. So they used to take their lunch in the bank of Jamuna. They see it all in a circle. The cowherd boys used to sit in a circle. In the middle, Krishna and Balaram. They used to sit. And while they were coming from their homes, their mothers. The mothers had given them some food and they had put it in a bundle. Do you understand? At that time the bundles are open. You see, they open their bundles and to take food. And that is known as Pulin Bhojan Leela. Pulin Bhojan Leela. This pastime. Lunch hour. Krishna with the cowherd boys. So pleasing, you see. Krishna snatches some of the food from the mouth of the cowherd boy, and one cowherd boy comes, he also snatches some of the food from the mouth of Krishna. In this way they are eating together. Brahma was watching. What is this fun? What is this fun? Couldn't understand. He said, oh, if this 7-year-old boy, 7-8 years old, is a supreme personality of Godhead, is all powerful, what is doing? He's carrying Sridham Gopa on his shoulder and running and snatching food from the mouth of coward boy. What is this? He said, all right, let me test, let me test, let me test. You understand? That Brahma wanted to test, you see. So by dint of his yogic power, mistress reason, he stole all cowherd boys and calves. Cows, calves, cowherd boys he stole. Brahma stole and put them in a mountain cave. Mountain cave, lied, they sleep there. So, Krishna is all powerful, supreme personality, God, he knows everything. He was laughing, Oh, Brahma is testing me. Brahma is testing me. Do you understand? And who has made him Brahma? How have you occupied this position of Brahma? Krishna has made him Brahma. Now you see, pride of Brahma. He displays his yoga shakti before Yogeshwara, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Tatra Sri Vijay Bhuti Dhruva Nitir Mathir Mama. Last verse of Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna is Yogeshwara. He is the master of all yoga shakti, all yogic perfection. Is Yogeshwara. And Brahma has got very little yoga, yogi Brahma, very little. Still he is so proud, he has such vanity. He displays his yoga shakti before Yogeshwara. Such proud fellow. You understand? So Krishna laughed. Then Krishna, you see, produced all the cowherd boys and calves from his body. And their play went on. Brahma wanted to stop their playing. All right, I'll stop their playing. How could Brahma do it? Brahma couldn't. Brahma went to his abode. After a moment he came back. One moment in that planet is 1 year here. 1 year. In this earth, Bhurloka, this surface. Do you understand? 1 year has passed. No, this, cowherd woman, you see, no cowherd woman could understand that this is not my son. Exactly. Krishna has produced from his body. No cow could understand that's not my calf. Exactly. 1 year passed, you see, 1 year. That same leela was going on, playing, going on. Brahma came and saw. It's one moment for Brahma. The same thing was going on. The same cows are there, same calves were there, same cowherd boys there. It's going on. What is that? I took them and made them lie down there in the mountain cave. Did Krishna bring them back here? So he again went there to see. He said, oh, they are all lying there. Oh, they are all lying and coming. Oh, they're playing. What is this fun? Oh, I cannot understand. How can Brahma understand? Brahma is such a powerful person, but he couldn't understand. Then he meditated and he saw all the cowherd boys, calves, cows, they look like 400 Vishnu forms. 400 Vishnu forms. You see? Because Krishna has produced them. They have all come out from the body of Krishna. All Vishnu forms come out from the body of Krishna. Then he could understand, oh yes, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. So he came down and begged apology. Please excuse me. Please excuse me, O Supreme Lord Krishna. I am such a rascal, such a doubtful person. I have sold my vanity, my pride, my yogic perfection before you. I have committed a great offense. Please, please, excuse me. Please take away all this position of Brahmasi from me. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. It's feeling lacking, some deficit he has not got. Though he has got so much. There are many prayers. They are in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. You'll find many prayers Brahma has offered. One of the prayers I am reciting. Tadastu me natho bhuri bhagos subhataras jang. Tadastu me bhago me natho bhuri bhago subhataras jang. Ekum me bhapi bhagat jananang bhutva nisebe to pada pallavan. Do you understand what he said? Please, O Lord, please grant me this thing. Tadastu, let it be granted to me. Tadastu. Tadastu me bhuribhaga bhavitra anyatra. Tuvastvarasyam. I don't want this position of Brahma. If you want, please, please make me a blade of grass here. Grass here in this land of Vrindavan. Or, if you want, make me be born in lower species of life. Lower species of life. In any universe. In any universe. Let me born as lower species of life. Tuva charcham. But I have only one prayer. Eko mevapi bhavajjanana bhutva nisebe tava pada pallavan. I want only one thing. Please grant me this thing. Let me have the association or remain among these cows, cowherd boys and calves. Yes, how fortunate they are. How fortunate they are. I have no such fortune. Let me be there, one of them, and just serve your lotus feet. I don't want anything. You understand? Bhutva nisebe tava pada pallavam. I want only this thing. I don't want this position of Brahma. Such opulence, such power, power creation, such enjoyment. I don't want. Let me be born here. If I can be born here, as a grass here, in this Vrindavan, my life will be successful, I think. Why, sir? He has got so much, still he feels lacking, deficit. Do you understand? If someone can get Krishna Purna Brahma, complete Brahma, so there will be no deficit at all. That is Purna Brahma. That is completely full. By obtaining which, one will feel no deficit at all. That is Purna Brahma. He is Krishna. Do you understand? If other than Krishna, anybody gets like this, very valuable jewels, sapphire, rubies, pearls, and all that, still there is deficit. Even I quoted the instance of Brahma. What is this? Brahma has got so much like. More than that, still it feels deficit. The aim of our life is to get Krishna, Purna Brahma. That is the success of life, that is supreme perfection of life, human life. Do you understand? So you will never feel any deficit. Do you understand? You will never feel any deficit. Everybody feels deficit here, even beginning from Brahma down to the tiny ant. What to speak of tiny? Brahma feels this thing. What to speak of others? What to speak of Mahendra? Or anybody else? Oh. If someone can get Krishna Purna Brahma, so there will be no deficit at all. You take instance of this. Goswamis. In the Vrindavanam jungle, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. You understand? They are leading very poor life. Very poor life. Dina. Bhutta Dina Ganesako. Gaupina Kanthasrito. Instead of Goswami was talking, you see. Bhutta Dina. Purnam tutsavata sesa mannalapatiṃ tattva tutsam turnam tutsavata sesa mannalapatiṃ bhutva dhīna ganesakau kaupīna kanthāsidam. Isn't it? They had everything. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were ministers, chief minister, revenue minister in the Hussain Sahib's court, you see. They were very opulent persons, rich persons, for these emeralds, sapphires, rubies, pearls, emeralds. They had all these things. As valuable things. Do you understand? They are very learned scholars, pandits, proficient persons. Do you understand? They had this they know many languages. They are proficient in Urdu, Parsi, Sanskrit, many languages. Great pandits, learned scholars. They were born in high aristocratic family, Brahmin family. You understand? They had so much material opulence, so much vast learning. You understand? Such great, you see, enviable, you say, enviable position, minister, chief minister. Huh? You understand? They're like kings. But what did they do? Tattva turnam tutsavat. They kicked off all these things, insignificant things. This, sapphires, rubies, pearls, emeralds, balloons, pogos, tattva turnam tutsavat asevamannalapati bhutva dina ganesakau kaupina kanthasidau. Became dina, poor, distressed, put on kaupina and kanti. Kaupina and kanti. Nothing, no asset. Do you understand? They led such life. Dina, poor, distressed. Is it very nice? Enjoy? You see? Material enjoyment, so valuable, bhogavati. Why did they kick them off? Kick up. That's so insignificant. Are they less intelligent? And this Puranjana is very intelligent. Huh? Is very intelligent. What do you say? They are intelligent and this Puranjana is intelligent. They are intelligent persons, Goswamis. Or no? Goswamis are intelligent. They kicked up all these things. Sapphires, rubies, emeralds, pearls. Huh? Is it intelligence? Why? And led such poor life, distant life, dino. Nothing, only kaupin and konti. And one water pot. Nothing, no asset. You understand? One story is there. Eh? One poor Brahmin was there in Kasi. You understand? Very poor, poverty stricken. He worshipped Lord Shiva. You understand? Offering a bell leaf, Ganges water. Annama Shivaya. Lord Shiva is Asutosh. Very quickly. He starts by, all right, what do you want, Mahendra? A Brahmin. Oh, I am very poor. I want wealth. You want wealth, all right? Go to Vrindavan. There is one Sanatana Goswami. He has wealth. He'll give you wealth. So he went. He came to Vrindavan and inquired, oh, the people of Vrindavan, where is that Sanatana Goswami? Oh, they have no fixed place. We can say that. He may be wandering there. Jungle of Vrindavan go, maybe sitting under one tree or somewhere. You may find no fixed place. Eko ratri, eko vrikshatale sayana. Do you understand? They have this Goswami, this Rupa and Sanatana especially. Aniketo dhuye bani jato vrukhyo gana. You cannot help me. I feel helpless. What shall I do? Help me. You cannot cooperate and help me. So I want to see. You cannot help me. Aniketa duhe bani jato vrukhyo gana. Eka eka vrukhyo tole eka eka ratri sayana. These two brothers, Rupa and Sanatana, they have no fixed place of staying. Aniketa, no residence, no place. They spend one night under one tree, next night under other tree. Not a fixed tree also there. Vipragruhe thura vikhya kalama dhukari suska roti chana chivaya bhoga pori hori. They go out and get some madhukari, do some madhukari, some little vikhya they collect from brahmana's house. Suska roti chana, dried pieces of bread and chana. You know chana, Mahendra? Some type of knot, chana. You understand? Is available here in Australia, chana? Available? Acha, you know, Dhruva knows, chana. Suska roti chana chibai. That is their food, you see. Dried pieces of bread and chana. And Jamunar jala. Drinking the water of Jamunar river. Best. Suska roti chana chibai. Bhoga parihari. No material enjoyment. Bhoga parihari. But here is Bhogavati city. So much enjoyment, you see. And they have given up all bhoga. Karoya matra hate kantha chida bohirbar. One water pot is there in their hand and torn, tattered kantha, you know, some torn, tattered pieces plus sewn together, some thick kantha chida bohirbar, torn outer garment, kaupino. And one water pot. They are these. This is their asset. This is their asset. You see? Krishna katha, Krishna nama, nattanullas. You see? Krishna katha, Krishna nama, nattanullas. Getting so pleasant. Chanting the name of Krishna Harinam, Krishna katha, speaking, dancing. Every moment discussing Krishna katha, Krishna nam, dancing, singing, such pleasure. Do you understand? Asta prahara Krishna bhajana chari danda sute. Do you understand? Asta prahara Krishna bhajana. 24 hours, day and night, 24 hours is asta prahara. One prahara is 3 hours. Do you understand? One prahara is 3 hours. So, chari dondo, some calculation is there, means a few minutes, some 10 minutes, 15 minutes or like that. Only the sleep or 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And whole time, 24 hours, Krishna katha, Krishna bhajan, కృష్ణనామ నర్తనుల్లాస్ దేవాత్రి. సచ్ లైవ్ ధ్యాన్ లేడీ. నామ సంకీర్తన సహ నాయక్ ఓన్ దీనే ఎవ్రీడే డూ నామ సంకీర్తన కరు భక్తి శాస్త్ర కరే లిఖన్ చైతన్య కథా శునె కరే చైతన్య చింతన్ అండ్ దే రైట్ డౌన్ భక్తి శాస్త్ర మహాప్రభు ఆర్డర్ దెమ్ అండ్ హియర్ ది పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆల్సో చైత్ర మహాప్రభు థింక్ ఆఫ్ చైత్ర మహాప్రభు దిస్ ఇస్ దేర్ డైలీ లైఫ్ డు అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ బ్రాహ్మీన్ కేమ్ టు సనాతన గోస్వామి ఎనీ హౌ ఫార్చునేట్లీ హీ ఫౌండ్ హిమ్ ఎట్ దండవత్ స్వామీజీ మహారాజ్ దండవత్ లార్డ్ శివ హాస్ సెంట్ మీ టు యూ ఐఎమ్ పువర్ మ్యాన్ will you please you have wealth dhana will you give me wealth you nonsense you see me I have no house only this scoping kantha karaya water pot have you do you see any wealth with me this is nonsense such rascal you are can't see have you no eyes can see Oh, Lord Shiva said you have wealth. Did Lord Shiva tell lie? He said, oh, Lord Shiva said. Oh, yes, Lord Shiva said, I come from Kasi. I worship Lord Shiva. He said, I beg for wealth. I am very poor. He said, go to Sanatana Goswami, he has wealth. So I have come. Then he thought, oh, all right, Lord Shiva said, all right, all right. Then he thought, oh, yes, yes, yes. One day I was going to take bath in Jamuna River early in the morning. That touchstone, oh, that touched my feet. That very bad day. That was very bad day. That stone touched my feet. Such valuable stone, if this is like, these valuable jewels as our stars, opiah, rubies, pearls and mollards. It's valuable, if you just touch a piece of iron to that stone, it will immediately turn into gold. Such valuable stone. Huh? Mahendra wants such a stone. Human spheres. That touch everything, all day, whatever. Irons are there then, so it's like a Himalayan mountain of gold, 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 gold. Huh? Gold, gold, gold. Is his one. Isn't it, Mahendra? You want it? Hey, you understand? Sanatana Goswami said, very bad day. Very bad day. That stone touched my feet. I kicked it off. I have put it on under the sand of Jamuna River. There you go, go. Take it, take it. You see? So that Brahmin went there, he took a piece of iron in his pocket within it, and fortunately he got it and caught the piece of iron, immediately turned into gold. Oh, such valuable stone, turns piece of iron into gold. Sanatana Goswami kicked it up and said, very bad day. What is this? Can anybody kick it up? I got the boon, benediction from Lord Shiva that I could get it. But Sanatana Goswami kicked it up. It's a very bad day. Couldn't think of. Oh, no, no, no. Sanatana Goswami must have more valuable wealth than this. Otherwise, how could he kick it up? Nobody can kick it up. Mahendra cannot kick it up. He cannot kick it up. Nobody cannot kick it up. Now that's a Sanatana Goswami kick it up. That's a very bad day. What is this? He must have more valuable wealth than this. So I must have it. Of that valuable, why shall I take it? It's more valuable than this. He came back. Sanatana Goswami, prostrated, full dandavat, Swamiji Maharaj. I am thinking in my mind. You said that's a very bad day, you kicked it off. Such valuable stone. It's more valuable than sapphire, rubies, pearls, mollards. More valuable, you see. What is this? You must have more valuable wealth with you. I want that thing. Then Sanatana said, if you want that thing, you should have kicked it. First kick it up. Otherwise, having this and you get this, no, that is not possible. Do you understand? And that Brahmin was very fortunate because he could get the association of Sanatana Goswami, such great devotee. Do you understand? Mahabhagavata, Paramahansa, dear devotee of Krishna, was got Krishna fully, complete, 100% Krishna he has got. Do you understand? So, he had developed vairagya because of this association. So immediately he kicked it up, that valuable stone. Then Sanatana Goswami was very much pleased. Oh, he had developed vairagya. As known, he had not developed greed for it, this material enjoyment, material asset. So he could kick it up. Then he gave up, all right, I have this wealth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This wealth I have. Nam Prem Dhano. Nam Prem Dhano. Mukhya Pothe Jiva Paaye Krishna Prema Dhano. Do you understand? Mukhya Pothe Jiva Paaye Krishna Prema Dhano. This is the chief result of this holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna. Krishna Prem. You'll get Krishna Prem. Niraparadha Nam Loile Paaye Prema Dhano. If you can chant this Hare Krishna offenselessly, do no offense. Namaparad. Yes, Guru says that. Offenselessly, then you can get prem. Krishna prem. The name gives Krishna prem. This is mukhya. Mukhya phala. Chief result. And Krishna is bound up with that prem. Do you understand? Nobody can bind up Krishna. Can anybody bind up Krishna? Supreme personality of Godhead. Do you understand? But Mother Yashoda could bind him. Do you understand? I was narrating that story, how Krishna carried Sridham Gopa on his shoulder. How? Suddha bhave sakha kare skandhe arohana. Kanhe arohana suddho bhabe brajasri karoi vandana. Suddho bhabe brajasri karoi vandana. You see? Suddho bhabe stokha karis kanhe arohana. Suddho bhabe brajasri karoi vandana. This is Suddha Bhav, pure Bhav. No tinge of material contamination, no tinge of material desire like this. Bhogavati, take nasty things. Suddha Bhav, pure Bhav. Do you understand? The pure Bhav, then he carried. Supreme Personality of Godhead, carried. Sridham Gopa. Suddha Bhave Sakha Kare Skandhe Arohana. Then that Sakha, cowherd boy, climbed up to the shoulder of Krishna. Suddha Bhave. Suddha Bhave Brajeshwari Karoi Bandhan. Brajeshwari Mother Yashoda. Then saying, she bound up Krishna. Do you understand? She bound up. Damodar month. We are chanting Damodar Ashtaka. Mother Yashoda bound. Go on, you see. It's only Suddha Bhav, pure love. That can bind Krishna. If you can have this, you can bind Krishna. Bhakto Rama Bhandi Ache Hrudaya Vitare.
I do.
Help. help that. You cannot help me. Bhakta mamandiyasi hrudayo vitare bhakta mamandiyasi
hrudayo vitare
jaha netro pade taha dekho iya mare jaha netro pade taha dekho iya mare. You see, Krishna says that devotee has bound me up with the rope of love in his heart, in his heart. Jaha netro pade taha dekho iya mare, wherever he looks he only sees me. He only sees me. Jaha naha netra pade taha Krishna spure. Wherever he looks, he only sees Krishna. You understand? He has got Krishna. He is completely full, completely full. Purna Brahma, no deficit, no deficit. Therefore, that valuable stone rolled at the feet of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was kicking it up, again it is coming. Kicking, again coming. You see, kicking, again coming. But you are running after it. Running after money, 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 money. Sweeter than sunshine, brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Money, money, money. Kicking, kicking, kicking. Such valuable, valuable. Sapphires, rubies, pearls, and mallets. It's coming, coming. God, Krishna. But apparently, externally, they are very poor. Nothing, they have nothing. Dina, Vutta, Dina, Ganesha, Kauvina, Gantha, Siddha. What pleasure they have. You understand? Kunti Devi has that prayer. Jalmi Sajja Sudha Srivhit Evamana Madhapumat Naivaharati Abhidhatum Vaito Akinchana Gocharam. Kunti Devi offered this prayer. Namo Akinchana Vittaya Nibhruta Gunadruttaye. What is this? Yeah. Oh Lord, this Akinchana was nothing. Then what is the asset of that Akinchana? What is the asset? Mahendra, what is the asset? Namo Akinchana Vittaya, oh Lord, you are his asset. Do you understand? Oh Lord, you are his asset. Isn't it? Krishna is his asset. His Akinchana. Nothing, nothing, nothing. In this material world, no rubies, no pearls, no mallets, no sapphire, no such celestial Siddhi Bhogavati, nothing. But he has Krishna. Akinchana Vittaya. You are his asset. So humble, no pride. You understand? Given up everything. This time, please excuse. I am finishing. Though I have enough to say, what to say. You cannot help me. I am helpless. Janme Sarja Sruta Srivir Edhamana Madhapama Naivaharati Abhidhatam Vaitam Akinchana Gocharam. O Lord, you at the asset of Akinchana was nothing. Janma, one may be born in very aristocratic family, naturally he is very pride. I am born in Sadarikra Brahmini family. Then Aishwarya, one who has material opulence, is naturally very proud. Sruta, who is very materially learned, scholar, gotten so much degrees from university, MA, PhD, doctorate, like that. What is it? Dhruva has got such degree like that. Mahendra has got doctor, MD. Sir, degree. Material university, very naturally very proud. Sudha, Sri is looking very beautiful as also. But Janma Isvarjya Sudha Sri Viri Edhamana Madhapuma. Oh, this is all developed pride. Naivahatya vidhatu vaito akinchana gocharam. One who can give up all these things, become a kinchana, this kinchana, nothing in this material world, dina, then you manifest yourself before him. He gets him. Akinchana vittaya, you are the asset of that akinchana. He is really very wealthy person here. Though apparently seems to be akinchana, poor, poor, who could kick off this very valuable stone. Do you understand? This is real. Well, thank you.